Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Canada is boring, fucking boring, Jesus. Canada is boring, fucking boring, Jesus.
Hi, patrons. This is Canadian. This is Canada is Boring, not Canadian Politics is Boring.
That's right. This, for all you patrons who loved our Canadian Politics is Boring show so much and decided to show us how much you loved it with your money, we've decided to give you a show that you didn't ask for or pay for.
And if you don't pay for it, then you don't get it. You're just going to get the first 5 minutes. And Jesse's opening a noisy wrapper. Nobody likes Sirius MR.
Shh, it's not true.
Whenever you do it, everyone just thinks you're a total loser.
Everyone loves it.
Canada is Boring is our typical show, but freed from the shackles of only talking about politics. It means we get to talk about some crazy shit that happened in history that has nothing to do with politics. So this
actually really look forward to these episodes.
This episode is called The World's Greatest Lover and Other Walkers.
Other walkers?
The World's Greatest Lover and Other Walkers.
Walkers?
Yeah, walkers.
W-A-L-K-E-R-S.
As in, I like to walk a walker.
Like, or waka waka?
Walker. So you like the crazy names from history. You're going to like this one.
I just like crazy names, Reese.
Have you ever heard of Beresford Greetheed?
Nope.
Beresford Greetheed.
Beresford, what?
Say it slowly.
Say it.
Beresford.
Say it decimal. Say it slowly. Say it.
Beresford Greetheed.
Ooh.
So Beresford Greetheed, if you know his name.
Are we just skipping right past the STD zone?
This is Canada's Boring.
We don't have an STD zone.
Do you know what? When you don't talk about politics, it's STD free.
I mean,
for the first time since New Year's Eve.
It does sound like a boon.
if you've ever heard of Beresford Greetheed, you would know that he was the first person to ever walk across Canada. And when I say the first person, he was the first person of European descent to do it. There may have been other people who walked across Canada before. I'm just not in the record books in this way.
Quick story about a walker. I knew a man.
Texas Ranger?
Yep. I knew him. I knew him well. That's it. The end. No, I knew a man, a Greek man, Eleftherios Michalopoulos. Very Greek man.
That's a iconically Greek name. It's great.
Eleftherios Michalopoulos. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, his wife sadly passed away, and years passed, he decided to go back to university. And he just became so involved with life, it was inspiring. I haven't talked to him for a while, but he went back to university. I think he learned like 5 languages.
Wow.
And he was in his, I'm going to say his 70s, late 60s, early 70s, something like that when he started this. And then he decided one day he was going to walk across Europe, and he would get up every day at 5 a.m. and he would practice walking further and further and further distances to prepare himself for walking across the, like, I don't know if it was the width or the length or whatever, from one point to what other point in Europe.
Yeah.
But he did it. He actually, I talked to him before when he said he was planning on doing it. And then I talked to him afterwards when he said, oh yeah, I had done that. Now I'm practicing on biking across Canada. And he was practicing biking every day. And it was just really, really inspiring. So,
he's of the same, cut from the same cloth as Beresford, Greet Heed. Beresford walked across Canada in 1895. He left Vancouver, BC on the 2nd of March, 1895, arriving in Halifax 12 months later. And this was only the first leg. He was planning to walk around the entire world to win $50,000.
From who?
So two clubs in Vancouver, the Union and Vancouver, wagered. It was like a gentleman's wager. So you, Billy.
This is how people in Vancouver sound.
I wager you in this period they did. I wager you $50,000. You cannot walk around the world, you fool.
I say I can, dear sir. I can and I will.
You're full of shit.
I am full of shit, but that's okay. It will come out of me and then I shall walk around the world and I shall prove you wrong, you tomfoolery haberdashery.
Canada is boring, fucking boring, Jesus. Canada is boring, fucking boring, Jesus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.